Good morning.
Quiet, isn't it?
So, good morning. I'd like to start today kind of taking a step back and get back into this body and mind business a little bit more. I is neither body nor mind. So let's take a deep breath. Just let the body relax. And just follow it as it leaves the body, comes into the body. Let the shoulders drop. And relax. That's a wonderful way when you find yourself off following a thought of no consequence or one that is going to lead you into another story. Is to just take that deep breath, put your full attention on it, and you're right back in what is called now. So, within being, there is awareness of something called body and something that is called mind. And I am aware of them as ever changing. Also recognized is the silence, perhaps like with the end of that breath, that moment of silence, there's an awareness of that, and the peace that is never changing. Peace, joy, happiness, it's never abundant and then in lack. It's never fading, but always complete and full. The recognition that I am and I am aware and that what I am is without changing. What I am is without fading. What I am is without limits. It is recognized here from within. I just am as I am. And that whatever I am is never changing. What I am, whatever that is without fading and without limits. It is recognized from within. I am just as I am, whatever that means. And that whatever I am cannot be seen being a corpse of a so-called body and a finite mind. There is awareness of the body active or at rest. Now, I'm sure you find these things to be the activity that goes on with you each and every day. There's an awareness of the body being active or at rest. There's awareness of the body, if there's singing going on or dancing going on, and there's awareness if there is pain and painlessness. There's awareness of it speaking and also of a listening. But no link have I found in the knowing of infinite peace and happiness, being connected to a dying body or a delusional mind in a belief in separation. So it is without identifying as a body, I can clearly see there is absolutely, in knowing, no separation. And with no separation, there is no person. And with no person, there cannot be anything happening to a person. So what we view in appearance as happening is just happening, but not happening to any person. The idea of something happening to me is only and can only be brought about by an idea held in finite thinking of being a person. Then my story can be filled with, this is happening to me, this is always happening to me, why did this happen to me, this should not be happening to me. When from within, where we go and live in the silence of being, where we go and live in the joy of self, from there is the knowing. I am not this person, and you are not that person. We are of the same essence. We are of the same one. There is but the one seemingly appearing to be persons. The acceptance of being the person is what we call the dream. The seeing that I am not person is called waking up, enlightenment. The seeing that thoughts cannot be personal because there is no person is the same when they are being believed, that I'm a good person, I'm not a good person, I'm a happy person, I'm a sad person. When those thoughts are seen as the nothingness, like smoke rising from the campfire, you have awakened. You see the delusion in the thoughts and the thinking of separation. And while there is still the embracement of the thoughts about being a person and being an individual expression, then we call that sleeping. That may sound very simple, but it is simple. I think sometimes that's the problem. Mostly in a human state, we like to meet those challenges and overcome those challenges, and be a better person on the other side, or whatever it is that the unknowing mind plays at. And it does seem sometimes that the very fact that it is so simple is the cause of it not seeming to be so simple. So, excuse me. So in the awareness, which comes from within, that you are not a body, I am not a body, no one has ever been a body, and the name that is on the body is just a name that is on the body. What you are is without name, without form, without birth, without death. So, any questions, any comments? Can you see a little bit more clearly then when it is spoken that what is happening is just what is happening in that moment? That it's not happening to someone or not even something. In seeing this that we have spoken over as seeing more clearly, and then you can see more clearly how resting in the depth of your being is just something quite natural. And again, I'd like to say, so often I hear or I'm asked about why is my mind so strong? Why do I seem like I have to fight my mind all the time? Why is it that way? And why, when there is fear, I am just so terrified, so fearful, so afraid. What was just spoken? How do you think that would be if there was no identifying as a body? If there was no identifying with the mind thoughts, the mind feelings, and the mind sensations, or the body sensations? Does the body have pain? Yes. Does the body not have pain? Yes. Does the body in pain mean that I am in pain? No. Does the body being painless mean that I am painless? No. When the sensation and the feeling of fear is so gripping, does that mean I am afraid? No. I have even heard that just the thought or the idea of a curse word brings up a terrible feeling of fear. So let's take that another step, because the fearfulness or discontentment can only take place, again, when there is identifying with the body and identifying with thoughts. So let's take a look at that one fear. Just pretend. thoughts of judgment want to come through. I'm afraid of that. It's something wrong that I'm not supposed to do that. Or condemnation. You know, I really like the, no, I shouldn't do that. That's terrible. I can't do that. This constant flipping, I should, I shouldn't, I should, I shouldn't. That I'm not being spiritual if there are thoughts of judgment rising that would like to be presented. Or there's thoughts of hatefulness or unkindness rising. That's wrong. I shouldn't do that. I'm not being spiritual. I'm not being godlike because there is a feeling of anger or a feeling of judgment or even a feeling of guilt or a feeling of shame. Those two are but thoughts rising in consciousness that you become aware of. And we all basically have the same thoughts because we are all brought in the belief in separation. But this fear one, look at it closely, question it. There is nothing that can make what you are not spirit or not spiritual. Rest back on the knowing there is but one spirit, one presence, one grace. I am that. So what if there is a swear word? So what if there is that idea of a judgment that rises? Those are not the important things. Just look at them with the loving grace that you are and let it pass. Have any questions? How about a comment? A topic?
Well, I would like to say this session cleared up a couple things for me.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Well, no questions, no comments. Let's spend a moment in the silence. Let us pray. Most beloved one, As I rest in the reality I am, I rest in peace and contentment, even when mind is turned to illusions. I rest in peace and contentment. Even when body is without rest and ill, I rest in peace and contentment. The essence of my being is without illusions and always at peace and contentment. I am that I am. I am that. Amen. Om Namaste.